Whittington College Dramatic Society presents a recorded version of The First President, a biographical study based on the life of Dr. Chaim Weizmann, 1874-1952, by J. Barry Roach. Production recorded at its original presentation on Saturday, March 31st, 1962, at Whittington College, Brighton, and featuring Jacob Israelis Ravili as Dr. Chaim Weizmann. The First President.
Just you stand right over there and I'll get a swell picture of you. Oh, gee, Pop, do I have to? Go on, son. Do like I said. Okay, how's this? Fine, son, fine. There now, Junior, you just hold that and I'll take another one.
Honest, Pop, how much longer do we have to stay in this old institute? I want to get back to Haifa and go swimming like you said we would.
All right, son, that'll come later. Right now, we got to get you some culture the way we promised your mother.
Culture? I want to go swimming.
Now, son, you know that's no way to talk. Remember what Mom said. You get swimming every day back home, but you can't get culture. No, sir. So, by golly, culture's what you're gonna get right now.
If Mom's so keen on culture, why didn't she come with us?
Never mind that, son. Just concentrate on this Weizmann guy.
Who was he, Pop?
Well, he was the first president, of course.
Gee, Pop, don't give me that. Everybody knows the first president was George Washington.
I know that. He was the first president of Israel, stupid.
Oh, was he born here?
Well, I'm not so sure about that, but maybe this guy knows. Hey, Bud.
Shalom.
Shalom. I'm afraid I don't think this Hebrew lingo.
That's quite all right. I speak English.
Thank heavens for that.
Can I help you?
But yes, you can. My boy here would like to know something about the late Dr. Weizmann.
Certainly.
Now, son, you'll pay attention to this, then you'll have something to tell the folks back home.
Okay, Pop. Was Dr. Weizmann born here?
No, he wasn't. He was born in Russia in 1874. Weizmann's hometown was a little village called Motol. This was in the Pale of Settlement.
What was that?
The Pale was the only part in Russia where the Tsar allowed the Jews to live.
I see.
Weizmann's father used to cut timber and transport it down the river. That is how he supported a family of 12 children.
12? Oh, my.
Chaim Weizmann was one of these children. Luckily for his education, he managed to get into high school in Pinsk. But during the holidays, he would come home again, arguing with his brothers.
But that's not the point, Shmuel, you can't argue like that! One expects even a brother to have a bit of sense.
Ah, oh, shut up, Chaim. One can't expect you to understand anything.
I can understand a logical argument. But not the sort of nonsense you talk.
Listen to me, Chaim. If you think it's all nonsense, then you haven't the least idea what I was getting at.
No wonder you explained it so badly.
I did not explain it badly.
Oh, yes, you did, Shmuel.
What do you want me to do then? Explain it in words of one syllable?
There's no need to get sarcastic just because you've lost an argument.
But I've not lost the argument.
Of course you have. That's why you're so annoyed.
Chaim, you are the most infuriating brother I know.
Am I? Well, that's too bad. Are you going to admit that you're wrong then?
Never.
Very well then, I shall prove you wrong.
How?
Revolutions can't change human nature.
This one will.
How can it? Wait a minute. There's a quotation in the book here somewhere. It proves my point exactly. Then you'll see.
I'm waiting.
This will show you how wrong you are. Just let me find
you. You and your quotations are willing.
Have you touched his books?
No, haven't.
This was with a dark red cover.
It must be here somewhere.
I don't believe there was any such book. Or any such quotation.
Of course there was.
You just made it up to try to get the better of me. Because you know that I'm right and you're wrong. There's no such book. Admit it.
Oh, well. If that is stupid attitude, I'm not going to argue you anymore.
So you admit you're beaten.
Go and shut up. I'm not going to argue.
Beat yourself. Well, who won the argument? Shut up, Ivan. I did, naturally.
No, you didn't.
I thought you were sticking to me.
I'm not.
Ivan. Our dear brother Chaim is sulking. Take no notice of him.
Oh, it's like that, is it?
No, it isn't.
But partly it is talking after all.
Not to you. I'm talking to Ivan.
Well, what's all the fuss about?
Shmuel simply won't listen to reason. He said that the day will come when the Russian people will rise up and form a just revolution.
Well, he's not the only one who thinks that.
I know, but let me finish. And he said that this revolution will liberate the vast masses of the Russian people.
So it will. And
at the same time, it will solve all Jewish problems. I say it won't. We must solve our own problems. The oppression of the Jews has been part of the history of Russia. The people have become accustomed to the idea. Revolutions may change ideas, but they can never change people. Well, doesn't that make sense, Ivan?
I don't know, Ivan.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, I'm not like you and Shmuel. I'm good in doing things in my house, but not in arguing.
Well, I can tell you I'm right.
Listen to him.
The Russians don't identify themselves with us. So why should we identify ourselves with them? We suffer now because of our Jewishness. But I tell you, it's our Jewishness that's going to save us in the future.
In the future? Well,
Zion, of course. What have we been saying in all our prayers? Tomorrow in Jerusalem. For hundreds of years we've been saying that. And I tell you this tomorrow, and only tomorrow we need to worry about, and not a hand of revolution like Shmuel dreams of.
You talk like that because you don't understand what kind of revolution this will be.
Shouting, shouting. Why is it that my sons are always shouting?
Sorry, Father.
Where's your mother?
In the kitchen.
They've all got to be fed, I suppose, or you won't have the strength to shout.
You
heard
your
hands,
Father?
This? Oh, it's nothing. Just a scratch. We had a little trouble in the forest.
What kind of trouble?
Well, it's better for the man cutting the timber, and the band of robbers thought they'll try their luck.
You mean you were attacked?
Yes.
But don't look so alarmed. My men soon drove them off. There were a few of them. Many of us.
They didn't get the money then.
Oh.
Last year it was wolves. This year robbers. You wonder that we worry so much about you when you're out there in the forest.
The work has to be done. And there's the biggest part still to do. Getting the logs into rafts and floating them out to Danzig.
Danzig again. That means you'll be away from here for a long time.
Never mind. I'll be back for Rosh Hashanah. And now what's keeping Moshe?
Moshe?
You mean I can wash it with you?
Why didn't you tell us? You didn't give me a chance. He's scraping this mouth, his boots. Come in, Moshe. Come in.
The snow in Motel is not like the snow anywhere else. It's filthy and sticks to your boots.
Uncle Moshe, it's good to see you.
And you too, Chaim. He's going, Moshe. He's going.
I know.
Like the young man. And Shmuel and Fibro.
Moshe.
You still argue as much as you used to do?
Chaim and Shmuel do.
So, and which one is right?
I don't know. But whichever one it is, Moshe, we shall be well up according to them. If Shmuel is right, then we shall be happy in Russia. But if Chaim is right, then we shall all go to live in Palestine.
So that's what you believe, isn't it, Chaim?
Yes. One day we shall rebuild Zion, and I'll help.
Tell me, do you know all the Bible by heart?
No.
Have you studied the Talmud from cover to cover?
No.
Then you keep quiet! You'll never bring the Messiah in here. One is to do much, learn much, know much, and suffer much. For one is worthy of that.
Mr. Weitzman, Mr. Weitzman!
Heaven's sake, what's the matter with you?
They're coming, Mr. Weitzman.
Who's coming?
What is the man jobbing about?
Police officer,
please.
Yes, they're here now. I came to warn
you.
What could the police want here for?
Will everything be all right,
brothers? Let us all keep calm. We have nothing to fear.
But why are they coming?
Probably to ask about the robbers who attacked my man in the forest.
Why, yes, not to be. Shall I let them in?
Of course. Now, all of you, keep quiet. Leave this to me.
Hey, my family lives here. Weitzman. Is that correct?
That is correct. Enter the household. Order, my son.
Are you here?
I am. Return. Jew. Jew, eh? Oh, yes. They allow you to live in this part, don't they? This is within the pale of settlement.
What's the occupation?
If you please ask.
I ask you. When?
Zimmerkater and Saltwater, sir.
So, you work in the forest?
Yes. Have you come about the robbers to attack my man in the forest?
Robbers? What robbers? Do you think we have nothing else to do than go around protecting the Jews? You should work in safer places.
Then if you stop that, may I ask, what is the purpose of your visit?
You're fired. Are these the members of your family?
All except Yakim.
Why?
My sons, Pavel, Chaim, and Shmuel.
Stephen.
And this is my brother, Moshe.
Does he live here?
No, I'm on a visit.
And where is the rest of your family?
My wife is in the kitchen. And the others are with her, I expect.
Go check them.
Yes, sir.
And tell them to stay put.
Very well, sir.
Your name?
Yakim, Your Excellency.
You are not a Jew.
No, Your Excellency.
Good, then I shouldn't be working for a Jew. So this is what comes up in the service.
Mr. Batman is a very good man. He's a starosta.
Headman of the village.
Well, I had the honor to be chosen.
The first Jew ever to be chosen, I bet.
I believe so. Perhaps His Majesty the Tsar will have to make a new law to prevent this from happening again.
I'm surprised there's no such law already.
Why not, say? You dare criticize My Majesty the Tsar?
No, no. My son did not mean that.
Indeed. That is why we're here.
There are many radical ideas about. Dangerous ideas.
Revolution books. Especially among the Jews.
You won't find any here.
No, we shall see. You.
Yes.
Do you go to school?
Yes.
Where?
The high school at Pink.
You can consider yourself lucky to be over there. For there is to be a new decree.
A new decree?
What? A decree which will rightly limit the number of Jewish students in any Russian high school to 10% of the Gentile student body.
But that...
That is what?
Nothing.
Whom do these books belong?
All of us.
Some of mine.
And mine. See.
Now, all be checked, sir.
Good. Find any books?
No, sir. They must all be here.
Now, what have we got here?
Talmud.
Where's the... My leaders? There are the damn Jewish books now.
What are these?
Kulki and Tosa, sir.
And those?
Effective, sir.
Yes, yes. But what?
Dentistry, medicine, chemistry, and engineering, sir.
An ambitious family.
Is that a crime?
No, but chemistry is dangerous. The knowledge of this can be used for making explosives.
Who studied it?
I do.
I might have guessed.
I'm afraid I don't know what all these books are, sir. I can't read the name.
Why not?
Because they are not in any listing I know.
Let's see. Why?
Hebrew.
Hebrew! Well, we warn you! Be careful what you eat! And don't think that because we're leaving now, we shall be back another time. And keep these chairs clear of any dangerous literature.
Is that all, sir?
There you go. Come.
The slime! My books!
Look at them.
You see the books, boys. Slime, make him have them. Teacher, let's go and see if Rucker and the others are all right.
Of course. You are lucky we didn't find those revolutionary hands of yours.
I don't know what to remember to them.
I do.
Where are they?
Your mother has buried them in the garden.
Oh, good old mother.
They may make us bury our books, but they'll never stop us learning. No. They'll never stop us learning.